I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack.
A quick note, this was recorded on December 17th, 2020.
All right, so we are back here today with what you are probably all aware is our longest running series. We're also here with a return guest to the show, Maida.
Hey, what's up?
And that series, as you are probably not surprised by at this point, is another mac and cheese. This is actually our first, I believe, Kraft mac and cheese that we are trying.
Well,
on
like Kraft branded Kraft mac and cheese, yes.
And Kraft mac and cheese is probably one of the most famous, if not the most famous, grocery store mac and cheese in the U.S. Especially their Easy Mac line, I think, just has a lot of notoriety, for better or for worse. Personally, I actually grew up eating a lot of Kraft mac and cheese, not because I necessarily loved it or anything, but it just was what happened to be the case in my household. I think Vishnu had a pretty different experience.
I mean, I ate a decent amount growing up as well, but I didn't really like it. So Easy Mac is not my thing, but...
Do you like Velveeta more than Easy Mac?
Definitely, yeah. Team Velveeta for sure.
So I think what really caught my eye when I saw this, and I believe Publix, was obviously the flavoring, which you'll see in the title, and that is white cheddar and cracked black peppercorn, which is definitely, I think, a nod in the direction of a Roman dish that's become very popular in a lot of mid to high-end Italian restaurants recently called cacio e pepe. I can't imagine that there isn't at least some
inspiration
taken from that. Obviously, cacio e pepe, so cacio e pepe, for anybody who doesn't know, means cheese and pepper in Italian, and typically it means pecorino romano and parmigiano reggiano cheeses, as well as black pepper. So this is obviously not that, because it's made with cheddar rather than the other cheeses I mentioned, but I imagine that it'll at least be intending to have some reminiscence of that flavor.
Now, I will say, almost surprisingly, the black pepper content seems like it's almost more in the actual dish than in the picture.
Yeah, that is surprising.
There's a lot of black pepper you can see like speckled throughout this dish. I kind of expected them to go a little bit easy on the black pepper, to not be too, you know, direct in that flavor profile, but there seems to be a lot of black pepper here, which I'm looking forward to. I think pepper and cheese is a great combination.
Yeah.
You say this is your first craft
on the show.
Because they have a lot of flavors, right? And they have a Southwestern one, and they have like...
Yeah, we've not had any of those.
Yeah, I don't think we've had any of the craft boxes.
Nope.
Shall we give this another try before it gets cold?
Yeah. Interesting. So, it doesn't taste like cacio e pepe.
Not at all.
But it's quite flavorful, actually.
It's quite flavorful, but not really peppery.
Mm. No, it's not peppery.
But it's weird.
Kind of sour?
Yeah.
It's a little bit, like, almost like oregano-y and a little bit, like,
It's pretty salty.
Yeah, it's very
quite salty.
Salty,
yeah.
Is this pepper? Is this, like, flakes of, like, oregano and stuff like that? Because it tastes like...
Italian seasoning.
Italian seasoning, kind of. It is very strongly flavored. I don't know if I like the flavor very much.
I don't dislike it.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely better than, like, straight Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Like, significantly so, actually.
I agree with that.
It looks like there's, like, a variety of spices that are in that. So, basically, this comes with cheese sauce, which I think we've probably mentioned on the show before, that we're generally preferable to cheese sauces in Instant Mac rather than cheese powders.
So I think this tastes like a cheese powder, though. I think this cheese tastes notably artificial.
The reason I think that might be more so is because it came with a powder as well. And that powder is what I assumed would just be the pepper, but it was mostly a white powder and had some black stuff in it, which is kind of interesting and kind of weird.
I think that's what it tastes like. It tastes kind of like raw garlic powder.
Yeah, it does taste like that. Yeah. So the seasoning blend, in case you're curious, has, you know, cornstarch, milk powder, and whey protein concentrate, but also has garlic powder, salt, cracked black pepper, onion powder.
Yeah, and onion powder. It tastes like if you just like scoop a little bit of like garlic powder or onion powder in your hand and eat it, it tastes like that.
Yeah, it does. It does, yeah.
Which is like kind of weird.
Yeah.
I feel like y'all should try the other deluxe flavors, because...
You think some of those are better?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever tried any of the other ones, actually. But, like the Southwest one. You said there's other ones on there as well?
Yeah, I think it's like a jalapeno cheese one. Hmm. The white cheddar one.
Yeah. We'll get around to them, you know?
Yeah, I think for the sake of completion in the mac and cheese arena.
Yeah, we have a long-standing mac and cheese saga here. Yeah, I wouldn't buy it again.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't buy it again. But I didn't hate it either. And like
I didn't hate it. I was able to finish my bowl, so like...
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, this is not a huge box, but like... We've definitely had mac and cheeses that we were like, we're throwing the rest away for sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh my god, yes.
For sure. And I think this one is not one of them. Like, no. There's a little bit left and we'll finish it. Yeah, I probably wouldn't buy it again because I think there are just, you know, at this point we've tried so many mac and cheeses that...
We just know better ones.
There's better ones out there. Honestly, you guys know better ones based on, you know, what we've talked about so far in the show. So... I wouldn't like go out of my way to recommend it or anything. It's certainly not a good approximation for cacio e pepe if you're interested
in
trying
salty.
That.
Yeah. It tastes like garlic powder and onion powder. It was just like liberally doused on this, like after you cooked it. Which I guess is kind of what happened.
Kind of what happened, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not really here for that.
Yeah. It's part of Kraft's deluxe line, apparently, which I guess if you're comparing to like normal craft, kind of makes sense. For curiosity's sake, there's a few other ones that they have on there. They have a white cheddar bacon one. They have a cheddar broccoli one, which I would be curious and skeptical about.
Yes.
They have a white cheddar and garlic and herbs with cavatappi as the pasta form.
Cool.
Then they have a four cheese one. It looks like those are the main ones apart from this that they have out there. Yeah. I mean, I think we've kind of given this a fair appraisal. It's certainly not great.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. It's definitely better than normal Kraft mac and cheese, I think. You don't think so?
I don't know if it is. I actually disagree with that as well, yeah. I think. I think this is like a weird artificial, like overpowering flavor. I think normal Kraft mac and cheese is like not very good mac and cheese, but like it's fine.
I would probably think that
yeah.
Really?
Alright, well. I'm really not feeling this one.
Wow. Alright. What would you give this on the instant mac out of 10 scale?
4.
Yeah, I think a 4 is pretty fair.
Yeah.
And you would give regular Kraft mac and cheese higher than that?
I'd give it a 4. But like a slightly stronger 4.
Okay. All right, well, yeah, in case you're curious, that's what we think.
Thanks for listening, and if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.